was pretty good. You know, we got a turnover on the first one and had a chance to go one play and touchdown. Just missed Jordy on the first one. Came back to him on third down and had a nice touchdown. Great catch by him. Second driver backed up. We moved the ball pretty well. Had a turnover there after, you know, getting some first downs. When you're backed up like that, you want to get a couple first downs, give your punter some room, and change the field position. We did that. Actually had a drive going to put some points on the board and turn the ball over, which, you know, we can't have. We talk about those things all the time. And then the third drive, moved the ball a little bit and then didn't convert there on third or fourth down, so that's frustrating. Well, I just like the matchup. You know, we had verticals on the first one. They played two. Safety was stuck inside, kind of was staring him down, came outside, and felt pretty good about the ball. I think he kind of mistimed his step, but obviously in retrospect, the ball didn't have to be probably coming out as hot as it came out. So on the third down, had a two-man concept over on the right. DJ kind of went inside at the beginning, so I kind of got off of him. He came open late, and one-on-one with Jordy. You like the matchup. Joe Hayden's a great corner. He's going to have a good year. But Jordy just made a little bit better play.
Aaron, and what's left of the preseason, what do you think the offense, what do you need to accomplish to feel like when this regular season comes, you're ready to go?
Well, I think we need to run the ball a little bit better. You know, Graham and I led the team in rushing tonight, 24 for me, 23 for him. And I was just looking at the stats. I think we had 22 yards on 16 carries or something other than the two of us. So, I mean, it's just 13 carries, I think it was 22 yards. You're not going to do the things you want to do on offense if you can't win the down, as we like to say, in those rushing attempts. So we got to do a little better job of that. Maybe with Sed being in the lineup next week, you know, get him some carries. Yeah, it'd be nice to have JerMichael and Greg in the mix as well. See what those guys can do, get on the same page, you know, timing-wise, and having, those two guys and Jordy on the field present some really interesting matchup issues for the defense. So Cincinnati's got a real good defense, and it'd be nice to have all those guys going.
Aaron Graham was in some tough situations in the field position today, but how do you think he handled some of the stuff he was presenting?
We had a couple hard luck interceptions. I mean, chased down from the backside on a Hail Mary throw that probably would have had to be 65 yards in these conditions was difficult as it was. And then not to be able to set his feet, I didn't see the end result. But, nobody really blocked the backside in. So didn't get a chance to step into that one. And the other one was a play-action keeper. And he had Ryan Taylor open for probably a first down, and he fell down. You know, those are just unfortunate things that happen. I'm sure he wants to clean a few things up, but got into a rhythm there in the – you know, in the fourth quarter on that drive. And we got a lot of confidence in Graham. We're not worried about him. You know, they kept their first-team defense in for the majority of the first half, I think the whole first half. And I know what that's like at times. I mean, the fourth preseason game, my first 3 years as a backup, we played Tennessee, and Tennessee likes to play their starters the majority of the game. And it's difficult, especially when you're playing against Javon Kearse and Kyle Vandenbosch and Keith Bullocks and Finnegan and those guys. And it's difficult. So the Browns' starters on defense should be able to have a favorable matchup against twos and threes on our team, although we'd like to probably move the ball a little bit more effectively.
Aaron, Graham said that you were coaching him up at the end, encouraging him. You know, talking to Mike about a timeout. Do you ever stop competing, whether you're playing or not, when you're on the football field?
I like to stay in the game and obviously care about Graham and want him to do well. You know, we talked about some things at halftime. They were playing a lot of one high man coverages, so kind of the best concept we wanted. I want those guys, BJ and Graham, to do well, and I'm going to help out as much as I'm wanted to help out.
How impressive has Jordy been throughout camp?
I mean, he's kind of hit a spot in his career where you kind of expect him to make those plays, whether that's good or not. It's almost surprising when you have a one-on-one matchup with him, he doesn't come up with a football. So he's just playing at a great level for us. He has a lot of confidence. He gives the quarterback a lot of confidence thrown to him because you feel, you know, a ball like that against a good defender, that could have been an interception, you know, with a guy who doesn't attack the ball like he did, and he makes you look good a lot.
Including last week in your six drives, have you accomplished what you hoped to in this time period, the first 2 weeks of preseason?
That's preseason. You know, it's you want to do well, but it's more about kind of your feel in the pocket, and we'll run some no huddle stuff most of the time. So, you know, how the play thoughts are hitting your mind, and the kind of, you know, your ability to make a quick decision on what you're seeing and what kind of routes you want to get into and what adjustments. You know, we made a lot of adjustments at the line of scrimmage tonight, and it's about a feel out there more than, you know, obviously you want to score every possession. We had a couple runs there the last couple of preseasons doing that, but, you know, sometimes things happen that prevent you from doing that. We don't want the turnovers, obviously, but, you know, I think we're happy where we're at. It's preseason.
Forget about preseason results, or is it pretty much meaningless where tomorrow you're moving forward, that result means nothing?
Well, I mean, the feeling, I think, is the most important thing, how I'm feeling in the pocket, how we're feeling. I mean, you take away from tonight, I think, some good positives about the way the line blocked. I thought that the time that we had was great in the pocket, and ability to move and have good clean throwing lanes. I think the guys up front did a great job. The communication is always important. It's different when you're playing at home than on the road. You have a little bit better opportunity to really convey the things you want to convey in the adjustments and checks that we make. And, you know, obviously we want to score every time we get the ball and don't want to lose by 22 at home. But you have to remember that, you know, the starters didn't play more than a quarter. Yeah, it was great to have Marshall back. I have a lot of confidence in him, and I think he's really made some great strides in the last year or so. And he's going to have a tough task. I mean, look at the NFC North. We got obviously Kyle Vanderbosch and Jared Allen and Julius Peppers, who he's going to be playing six times. So it's going to be a big test every week. And you look at game one, we got Alden Smith, Justin Smith, Brooks. I mean, it doesn't get easy in this league, especially in the NFC. You look at the premier pass rushers that we're going to play. He's going to be tested every week, so we're going to have to find ways to give him confidence. But days like today, the kind of reps he got today is only going to help him.